Well, I mean, we are an anti-Trump movement. I mean, that's the general goal. But more importantly, when you get down to these local levels, we're really just trying to make sure that our voices are heard.
During a surprise rainstorm, Nick Plymail is putting up a sign at a highway motel in Blacksburg to let people know this is the place for tonight's meeting of the group known as Indivisible.
It's not so much a cry to disrupt the Republican Party and what they're doing, it's a cry from the other side saying, I'm still here and I want my voice to be heard and my concerns to be taken into consideration as well.
That cry has gone out to the New River Valley's congressional representative, Morgan Griffith.
It's not that I won't meet with Indivisible, it's just I'm not going to set up a format where, you know, it's not conducive for actually getting things done.
And Griffith has met with people from Indivisible in small groups, and he meets often with constituents from all over his district.
If you want to have a meeting and sit down and actually discuss issues, I'm more than happy to set up a time.
It's 6:30 on a Monday night, and more than 200 people are here for this 90-minute public forum. But since one of them isn't Morgan Griffith, they address their questions to a large photograph of the congressman.
We had his headshot put onto a big poster board. We wanted him to be represented, but not in a jokey way. This is the headshot off his website.
Sue Hasek is a retired software engineer.
The whole point of this is we want the constituents in his district. I'm a constituent in his district, and I want him to hear my questions and my concerns.
Griffith says he prefers group phone calls because they reach more people.
Think about it. The concept of the bricks and mortar town hall came about when you didn't have telephones, when you didn't have email. So people are able to communicate through electronic means as opposed to, you know, in the past where everybody went to the town hall. And so what we're doing is we're updating so we can reach and maximize the time that we spend with folks and the time that they have available.
Carol King is a Craig County Food Service Director who serves on several committees in the Indivisible organization.
I've heard people who are on these call-in town halls, and they get cut off. And not everybody can go to his office. And most of us work. And this is a pretty good representation of this district, and he really should come and listen.
It's an opportunity for groups of people to get together and give a quick, rapid feedback.
Jonathan Petters is a research data manager.
That you can't get in smaller environments and in more controlled environments.
And without that back and forth, this story may seem one-sided when it comes to the issues, because a blow-up of a photo of a congressman doesn't add to the discussion. But if Griffith had come to this forum, what would Petters say to him?
I would really thank him very much for showing up. And, you know, the questions I have personally, and I'm not going to speak for the rest of the group, but personally, my primary concerns are regarding conflicts of interest with our presidential administration and that he's in a position to improve his business situation from one of the most powerful positions in the world. And I find that to be very concerning for the ethical use of taxpayer dollars and in our government in general.
That concern and all the others raised at this forum by the New River Valley Indivisible organization will be sent to Congressman Morgan Griffith. The group is planning to hold another town meeting here in Virginia's 9th Congressional District next time the U.S. House is in recess. I'm Robbie Harris.